Activists from several civic groups held a roundtable at Moscow's Independent Press Center to discuss the extent of Russian corruption and what could be done about it. A few victims of corruption gave personal accounts of bureaucrats who cheat the system to deprive people of property, money, and rights. Yuri Arkhipov of the Independent Corruption Commission said some people in Russia's notoriously corrupt bureaucracy are interested in reforms, but they are hounded by a majority that abuses authority to make money.
Они в меньшинстве и оказываются чаще всего белыми воронами.
Архипов says honest bureaucrats are outcasts who are surrounded by an atmosphere of intolerance because they are not convenient to bureaucrats or embezzlers whose main goal is to cast the minority aside. The main question to Arkhipov is whether the bureaucratic apparatus wants someone to document corruption. At the same time, Yuri Zinichev of the All-Russian Corruption Witness Network says Russia can blossom if a connection is made between the country's government and people.
Когда мы объединим все усилия, то по большому счету это особых организаций не надо.
Zinichev says if Russians combine efforts, then no special organizations will be needed. He notes there already are government institutions, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches, and also non-commercial organizations that receive government funding to solve such problems. Zinichev says all that is needed is the establishment of effective relations among these institutions. Valery Gabisov of the Independent Civil Rights Committee noted that corruption exists everywhere and can at best be minimized, not eliminated. Gabisov chided participants for failure to discuss more specific measures and noted the brutal lengths to which corrupt officials go if they are exposed in the press. Gabisov says as soon as an editor in the regions begins to say reasonable things, they smash his head, declare him mentally ill, or put him in prison on whatever charges. The only government official at the meeting was a young Interior Ministry representative who was asked to convey the group's documents to his superiors. Whether anything happens remains to be seen. President Medvedev said on Tuesday that no one is dizzy with success over Russia's struggle with corruption and that Russians are at the very, very beginning of the road in the fight against it. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.